brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into hour number two. We've got an expose of Newt Gingrich and his occultic activities coming up with the amazing researcher and filmmaker Luke Radowski popping in the third hour. We've got Mike Adams, the health ranger, with big breaking news coming up. But I want to take some of your calls ahead of that. The toll-free number to join us here is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But the Iran situation has ratcheted up another gear. And there's really only one more gear now, and that's open major military against military conflict. But the war is on. It's now being called a war, no longer even a covert war, by the New York Times, Fox News. So, again, I have to always toot my horn just to counter all the lies. The system doesn't want us to admit this is hurtling into a hot war and is already a covert, asymmetrical war. I mean, I remember up till the day they attacked Iraq, the disinfo was saying, Alex Jones is full of baloney. There's not going to be a war with Iraq. That way, anti-war groups could never get activated because they would always just say, yes, we're getting ready for war, but we're not, kooks. And you're like, that doesn't make sense. It's just a psych warfare tactic where, no, we're not going to have war. And you're like, but you just said we are. Oh, see, it's a mind game. So it makes it all about arguing that they are getting ready for war. Instead of, yeah, they're going to have war, let's not have it. It's like, oh, well, we're not really sure if we are. They never let it become cut and dry, even though it's already cut and dry. So I told you 5 years ago and showed you the White House orders for covert war to be launched and terror attacks inside Iran using Al-Qaeda groups and one Kurdish group. That's now all confirmed. But now the point is it's gone from an attack every month or so to every day. There's stuff going on. And so Iran didn't want to look weak. They realized their whole country now knows they're being attacked. Before they'd say, oh, that bridge just blew up on accident. Oh, that refinery just blew up. Oh, there was a car bomb, but we don't know who did it. Oh, somebody bombed that base and killed those generals, but we're not sure. Yeah, now it's like, yeah, Israel and the U.S. are doing this. Remember, when you hear Israel and the U.S., that doesn't mean all the Israelis, all the people in America. That is the special interests that want war, that want the political distraction. And so we hear all of this. And this isn't like a football game going to war. Real troops die. Real troops breathe depleted uranium. Real troops come home and, you know, commit suicide because they're so depressed over killing innocent people. You see, the troops that are psychopathic and evil, they get hired to be police on record. That's who they try to recruit. They hire some good military as police as well, but slip through. But those that have a soul get really screwed up by it, and they go crazy. They commit suicide. And you know, they knew from World War I, don't make somebody serve more than one tour in serious combat. There are people who've served, I looked it up, 9 tours. 9. And, of course, it was well known that it was wrong to make people serve all these tours. So I remember in 2005, 6, 7, getting callers going, nobody serving 3 or 4 tours, liar. And I'd be like, are you in the military? No, but it's wrong to make them serve that many tours. I know that, because my brother was in Vietnam. You're a liar. Now it's like, yeah, they do serve 6, 7, 8 tours, yeah? What's wrong with that? Well, you're finding out what's wrong. Record, it's 7 times the previous per capita record of suicide. You care about the troops? I mean, that's like tires are rated to drive 50,000 miles, and you drive 300,000 miles on tires, and you wonder why they all blow out on you. They're putting 300,000 miles on 50,000-mile tires. And there are some people that can handle it and some people that can deal with it. They've done, this has been studied for thousands of years, but it's been codified in the last 100 or so. If it's a true moral cause, defending your family, men can fight and fight and fight and fight and fight and fight and fight. But if there's any moral question, most people that do immoral things self-destruct because humans are designed to be part of a greater tribe and aren't designed to do bad things. When we do bad things, our own body, our own psyche turns against us. Okay? It's a self-destruct switch.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Mike Adams with his big editorial piece out, 10 Reasons Liberals and Progressives Should Vote for Ron Paul, is going to be joining us on that subject. And a report I didn't get to yesterday, guys, that's why I originally wanted to get Adams on, but he couldn't come on yesterday. He had an article on Natural News linking to some the documents where Monsanto, it's now come out, what we already knew, actively owns the ambassadors internationally that are twisting arms and giving countries other political deals and money if they let GMO in. It's something like Monsanto controls U.S. ambassadors and diplomats. I want to raise that with him as well. I've also got coming up later, punished for not crying. Thousands of North Koreans face labor camps for not being upset enough about death of Kim Jong-il. And the North Korean government admits, you know, they had millions of the citizens come out and worship and fake cry for hours. And I pointed out that if you didn't fake cry for the little demonic dictator, who knows when he really even died? And this is a pack of liars. Why believe anything they say? He might be still alive. I mean, who knows? That they're sent to forced labor camps. Because there's a tiny inner party that just sits around on their hind end in fancy uniforms all day and drives like 50-year-old automobiles because, and the whole place is rotting and falling down, but they don't care. They get to strut around and act powerful and tough. The government can always find scum that just wants to run around lording over people. And then that's what tyrannies are. And then the whole society rots. And the majority of the population is raised in barnyards. They live in sheds. This has even come out in the Wall Street Journal. It has had people that got back out of the country break it down. And they raise them in barnyards. And then the doctors check the women when they're ready to be fertile. They put them in pens together, and then they send the males and females to different camps. And the babies are taken as if eggs from a hen and are totally programmed by the state. And reportedly, a lot of these North Koreans can hardly talk now. And that's kind of what was done to black people in this country when they were slaves. You would keep the males out in pens. There's manuals on this. And you would never let them really learn any reading or writing. If they ever used too good in English, that was uppity, and they were beaten, generally. There was different variants of the way slaves were kept. I've actually studied it. There was some areas where it was more like a mafia. And you had slave owners who actually had huge posses of blacks that were basically like their family and were all armed and with actually some rebellions in Alabama that I read about. I'd heard about this. And I looked it up where there were big plantation owners that began to arm their slaves and, just basically turned it into like big gangs. So it was also a gang form of slavery, where everybody was basically, a house slave. It really wasn't even slavery. It was more of like large gangs. But then people would get really upset about that. It was only, 1.5% of Southerners actually had slaves. So it was also an elitist thing used to leverage out the rest of the economy. And that's why slavery was already pretty much dead when the Civil War came. But I'm now digressing, and I said I'd go to calls, another history lesson here. Punished for not crying, thousands of North Koreans face labor camps for not being upset enough about death of Kim Jong-il. Their hardline regime is punishing those who do not cry at the death of the dictator Kim Jong-il. According to reports, sentences of at least 6 months in labor camps are apparently being given to those who did not go to the organized mourning events. Fidel Castro makes sure. Our news is always, look at the people love Castro. They're out there in the millions. You get your monthly dole of money you got to live on cut if you don't go to it. And if you talk bad, you go to a labor camp. Of course, I've been told by people that want to set up, these new utopian systems that I would have to be reeducated since I didn't want to go along with it. While anyone who criticized the new leader, Kim Jong-un, is also being punished. Those who tried to leave the country or even made a mobile phone call out were also being disciplined, it has been claimed. Oh, yes. And we've got all of the crying. It's just so wonderful to worship and cry and to march in phalanxes, like zombies to engage in the worship fest. Truly, truly disgusting. Oh, here's what I mentioned. Big public service announcement. This is in a whole bunch of different publications right now. Daily Mail has it. Reuters has it. Chemical found in deodorants, face cream, and food products is discovered in tumors of all breast cancer patients. And it's not just the bisphenol A, but the parabens that's in most of your soap, everything. I keep telling my wife this. I'm like, honey, they put all this in here on purpose. They pick these. And we've got all the quotes of the science czar and going back into the 20s when they were discovering all this. I mean, hundreds of quotes. We're going to do a new report on it later in the week or next week on all this. And they know exactly what they're doing. Okay? So, but regardless, let's just get it out. Parabens are a chemical compound on everyday toiletry products. The fact that parabens were present in so many of the breast tissue samples does justify further investigation, say study leaders. They chemically widely used as preservatives in cosmetics, food products, and pharmaceuticals has been found in tissue samples from 40 women with breast cancer. A number of studies since 98 have raised concerns about the potential role of parabens in breast cancer as they possess estrogenic properties. Again, that's why they're put in there. It is known to play a central role in the development, growth, and progression of breast cancer. Parabens are a chemical compound on everyday toiletry products, including moisturizers, makeup, shaving foam, tanning lotions, and toothpaste. Again, almost all the chemists were eugenicists and hired to do this. It's all a sickening joke. And how many quotes do I have to show you where they say, we're going to put it in everything where you can't escape it, the printer ink, the food. And yes, it's hard to get away from this, but it's worth it. Man, I do not want my wife getting breast cancer. mean, I want her to live. And I don't want God's creations being hurt. I mean, this is just out of control, folks. And I've got daughters, and it upsets me. And it hurts men's organs as well, where these estrogen mimickers tend to precipitate out. The testicles, the breast tissue. Men are growing breasts everywhere, even if they're skinny. It lowers your testosterone level. It feminizes. It changes other endocrines and hormones. And it affects the prostate. And all these cancers are skyrocketing. Let's go to calls here. Carl in Oregon, thank you for holding, sir.
Alex, my best friend, and America's best friend, the Paul Revere of the 21st century. How are you, brother?
I'm okay, man. How are you doing?
It's freezing, but I'd love to hear the Northwest, but yeah, we're having a strangely dry year. It's probably all those chemtrails that we're having shooting across the sky.
Well, they are manipulating the weather. They say they are. They're quote geoengineering, but they won't tell us what they're doing. That's classified.
Exactly. Now, another thing that's going across the sky, the roars and the thunders from the last couple of 3 weeks here, on and off. They're sending them over the Northwest here. The F-18s, F-16s, whatever, Navy SEALs or Air Force fighter jets are flying over early in the morning for the past couple of weeks.
There is a lot of military movement going on the last 6 months. I've seen a lot of tanks on 18-wheelers, a lot of armored vehicles, a lot of helicopters going south. They are, well, family being sent to Kuwait. I mean, I've been told by military people across the board, they've been told it is going to happen. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, but when there's a really good possibility it is, they tell them it's going to happen. And they're told the U.S. is going to back Israel up in a strike on Iran. They believe Iran is going to strike back when attacked, and Iran's saying they are now. Now, they're already being attacked, and so it's hurtling towards craziness, my friend.
Well, I believe it. Seeing is believing, Alex. That's one of the best things there. NDA bill. How can a citizen go in and find out access and how to Google it, perhaps, to be able to see the articles in the NDAA bill?
No, I hear you. That's a good question. I appreciate your call. The ACLU, Ron Paul, Infowars.com. I mean, the Drudge Report probably linked to three articles 2 or 3 weeks ago that we wrote that had links to the Library of Congress, thomas.loc.gov. And then would show the section saying this doesn't affect citizens, but then look at this section. It says, but it does if the president wants it to, and you have no rights. And so I don't have those sections in front of me, but we've covered them ad nauseum. And again, that's how lawyers write these contracts. A contract may say one thing, but unless prescribed, and then you go to that other section, and it tells you the key provision. And so, I mean, I could play the clips of the senators saying it affects citizens. It's a worldwide battlefield, declares global war, lets the president bypass Congress, gets rid of posse comitatus, put military on the streets of America. And the biggest issue is it allows the secret arrest of citizens and disappearing into a black hole. And then it's got some gravy, bestiality, you know, that's kind of the cherry on top. So that's kind of the side dish of just weirdness that the military can fornicate with barnyard animals or whatever they want, I guess. Alexion in Oregon, you're on the air.
Alex, it's Alexion.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Long-time follower. Just recently subscribed. Hey, man, I cried with you on your rebroadcast Christmas morning, dude. I'm unemployed for 2.5 years now. I can't get a job to save my life. You inspired me this morning. You said it takes a man to get involved, to educate himself, to, you know, pass it on to others, to get stuff rolling. Well, that's where I'm at. I can hear it in your voice. That's where you're at. You're a big inspiration. Keep in there. I hear it in your voice every day, but man, you're making a big impact. And, last caller. Yeah, there are a lot of flights flying out of Oregon here. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, Willamette Valley, and I see jets every morning. I don't know what they're doing, but stuff is different. I'll make this ricky-ticky. I know time's short. Jesse Ventura, please, please get involved. Run with Ron Paul. We need you. We need you, Uncle. We need people like you, Alex. And you're right. It's on. Before I let you go, one of my favorite pastimes is watching your show every day, turning on Fox News, putting it on mute, and watching their faces change. I think Dave's right. So
Alex. All right, God bless you, bro. Good to hear from you. We're going to go to break and come back with Brad, Mark, and Richard in the next segment. Then we've got Mike Adams joining us. Then we'll have Luke Radowski pop in when he confronted Newt Gingrich. And we'll get his breakdown on this amazing video and audio. And then more of your calls. Stay with us.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Ron Paul has won. Young people, engage with liberty. Limited government, sound money, anti-war principles. We're going to cover some of that with Mike Adams coming up. Also, nationwide poll, Ron Paul surges in to second. We've got more Ron Paul news. Ron Paul closes in on top three in South Carolina. The system is certainly in panic mode right now. Newspaper calls for the killing of Israelis in retaliation for nuke scientist assassination in Iran. Cashless society, India implements first biometric ID program on all of its 1.2 billion residents. Three U.S. warships patrol waters in the Strait of Hormuz. IDF chief of staff affirms Israeli responsibility for Iran covert war and assassinations. That's just some of the news. Right now, let's go to Brad in Oklahoma. Brad, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm a new listener. I've just started probably about 2 months ago listening to your show.
Welcome.
I'll tell you, it's opened my eyes. It's almost freaked me out a little bit that our government's this corrupt and this dangerous.
Listen, about 18 years ago when I really started waking up, I was freaked out all the time. When I realized, wow, the media is lying on purpose. Wow, they really are setting up a world government. Wow, they're anti-human. Wow, they really want to break up the family. Wow, they want my guns. Wow, they want my land. Wow, these are tyrants. Yeah, it is freaky.
It is. It is just, it's freaked me out, but I'm on your side. I believe everything you're saying. I believe this government's out of control, and we've got to do something about it.
Well, again, I don't want you to believe everything I'm saying. It's all right there, though. Just go look at it for yourself. I mean, I want people to even get more knowledge. Because a lot of times I'll just cover a gestalt of something because there's so much going on. It's reality is so much deeper than even what some talk show host can sit up here and, you know, gibber about.
It's mind-boggling. It really is. It's just, and my deal is I've been trying to tell people about it, and I just don't think I'm informed to tell enough to tell people about it, and they just don't want to listen. They don't want to, they just want to live their, they just want to watch the football game or.
Well, look, if you're recently awake, Brad, and you don't feel like you know you're an orator yet, or you can put it all together, the best thing is, hey, have you seen this website? Or hey, tell me what you think of this film, and just make a copy of a DVD, or tell folks, you know, about this radio show, or other, you know, ideas, or say, what do you think of Ron Paul? Just an icebreaker, because a lot of people already feel so disempowered that they'll just kind of ignore you when you bring something up because they're thinking, what can I do? They don't understand what an opportunity it is to be awake and to then be a participant in the universe, actually standing for what's right and changing the course. They don't know the power they've got. The number one thing is, it isn't that people don't want to wake up. They, most of them feel powerless, Brad, so they then just decide to make it all a big joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's what I've been running into. So I'm going to start taking your advice. I've been pushing Ron Paul. He's the candidate that can change this around. I can assure you that. And I just really appreciate your show. And I'm addicted to it now. I listen to it every day.
Well, God bless you, sir. I'm addicted to getting up here and exposing the control freaks as well. I mean, once you start getting into reality, it is addicting. And there's no rest. It's just wow. Let's talk to Richard in Indiana. Richard, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
My wife and I wanted to expand our reaching out to others, and we thought we'd get on Skype. I went to start page, typed in Skype, but before I went to the main website, a link came up. Microsoft buys out Skype for $8.5
billion. Yep.
And I know most of your guests come on Skype, and I wondered, do you know anything? Because I haven't been able to find anything. Are they databasing anything, or will they be what we do with video Skype?
Microsoft spies on its users 24/7. I don't know, because of the technology of Skype, if it'll screw it up if they try to put backdoors on it and tracker systems. That's why they say in IT, everything Microsoft buys degrades because they do add the surveillance to it. But I don't think that's happened yet. There are alternatives to Skype, a bunch of them. We just use Skype because it's prolific now. You know, it's kind of the Heinz ketchup or Hunt's ketchup. It's like the Ford or Chevy. So our guests all pretty much have it. So we can say, hey, you got Skype. But there are a bunch of alternatives. In fact, what are some of the alternatives to Skype? I know there's a bunch of them.
Well, there's iChat could be used. I don't know if that's tracked by Apple.
Well, I mean, you know, again, they shouldn't be tracking people, so people should get in their face. But if they are tracking it, don't let that stop you from using their systems. You know, I mean, it's kind of like people say, well, I don't want to go on YouTube and make political videos. They'll come get me. Folks, if we don't stand up against them, they're going to get us. If we get scared, then they're going to win. If we let the fact that they admit now they're surveilling everybody intimidate us, they win. Just because they're a bunch of crooks doesn't mean we shouldn't stand up against
them. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Okay, my friends, we are back. And we are joined for the rest of the hour by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Another great Central Texan reaching millions of people every day through naturalnews.com and all the books and other great work they're doing. Leaked documents reveal U.S. diplomats actually work for Monsanto. And a few, quote, mainstream articles have this, but buried in them that this has come out. I want to get into that. Also, Dr. Andrew Wakefield has filed suit against the so-called journalist that put out the reported hoax that his research had been discredited. We're working on getting him on very soon, but I know that Mike Adams, Wakefield is here in Austin as well, can speak to that. And also, he's got a new editorial out about Ron Paul, 10 reasons why liberals, progressives, and others should vote for Ron Paul over Obama. And joining us via video Skype from his farm slash ranch outside Austin is Mike Adams. Mike, great having you back with us.
Hey, Alex, great to be back with you. Thanks for having me on today.
Let's tackle this situation with Monsanto first that you guys break down. I mean, we've known Monsanto owns judges. We've known that they force this stuff into third world countries, Europe. You know, even if 95% in France don't want it, it gets crammed through. But now we learn the diplomats who can get other trade deals, money to governments, are actually, they're not even there in the interest of America or the U.S. It's all for Monsanto. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that the diplomats are really working for Monsanto. They do things like they threaten trade wars against countries that resist the Monsanto seed imperialism. And you've seen that come out in WikiLeaks documents as well. But in addition, Alex, we have other breaking news on Monsanto today that may be even bigger. If you'd like, I can cover some of that. It's some just stunning new research that completely disintegrates Monsanto's excuse about why GM foods are safe. You want me to cover that?
Well, that's what's always amazing when you come on. You're always breaking something big. Sure, break it right here. Thank you.
All right, yeah. This is just starting to hit the Internet. New research published in the science journal Cell Research indicates that the RNA of plants actually passes through the digestive system, goes into the blood, and starts to affect the organs of mammals. Now, what this means is that the main excuse of Monsanto that GM foods are safe no longer holds any water, because they say the RNA, the DNA, doesn't get absorbed or digested, so it doesn't matter. In truth, it does matter. Here's what's being found now. This is published again in Cell Research, and it shows that the RNA of rice plants goes into the blood, attaches to the liver cells, and alters liver function, modifying LDL cholesterol levels in the body. What this means, Alex, this is going to open up a whole new branch of science, dietary science. It means that we're not just eating vitamins, minerals, fiber, carbohydrates, and proteins.
We're eating DNA, we're eating RNA, but this is amazing, though. We already know from the hundreds of studies going back 20, 30 years that no matter what GMO crop it is, when they alter one trait, it changes randomly hundreds or even thousands of others. And in every case, they're showing in mice, guinea pigs, cows, massive infertility, organ failure, within three generations, as you know, total sterility. I mean, this is Armageddon.
That's absolutely right. And until now, there wasn't really an understood mechanism for explaining why these things are happening. Why are there high allergies? Why the high rates of infertility and so on? Now, this mechanism reveals why. Because when we eat these foods, Alex, we're eating information. And this information alters the expression of our internal organs. Now, this is crucial to understand. It even goes back to American Indian lore and legend. You know, when they say when you eat, let's say, a buffalo, you become the buffalo, or the buffalo becomes part of you. You are what you eat. And until now, science thought that just meant the vitamins and the minerals. Now we're understanding that you become the information, in a small way, of the animal you eat or the plant you eat.
Well, the ancients knew this. They said that if you ate red meat, it would make you more aggressive, make you get bigger, cause a larger cc-sized brain, and we've now seen this in carnivores. Of course we become what we eat. In fact, here's a study that came out 3 years ago. There's hundreds of these. International Journal of Biological Sciences, doesn't get more prestigious. Monsanto's GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals, and it goes on, in a study released by the International Journal of Biological Sciences analyzing the effects of genetically modified foods and mammalian health, researchers found that agricultural giant Monsanto's GMO corn is linked to organ damage in rats. I mean, this is massive, my friend.
It's massive, and it's just blowing away Monsanto's excuse. This is from Monsanto's own website. I'm going to quote from them directly. They say, quote, "There is no need to test the safety of DNA introduced into GM crops." They also say, "There is no need for or value in testing the safety of GM foods in humans." So they're saying no testing necessary because they say that the DNA and the RNA doesn't go into the human body.
Yeah, we just know in every species it basically causes species implosion and total disintegration of the species. And, of course, this is all just a eugenics operation. The globalists all have their seed vaults, are obsessed with only organic, will eat none of what they produce. This is eugenics. I mean, we've got all the documents.
Yeah, it is. And there's even another layer to this. It goes beyond all that. If you think about that, these crops are artificially modified to produce insecticides, and they're not normal. They're not wildcrafted crops. It means that the more GMOs we eat, Alex, the less human we become. I mean, in a very chemical way, in a biochemical way.
Well, they admit that suddenly our DNA is all breaking down, and almost everybody's is damaged. The sperm count's down by 87%. Cancer's all exploding across the board. I mean, there's no doubt this stuff is, again, with rats or guinea pigs, they can see three generations in just a year. With humans, the generations don't generally start a next one for 20 years. We're now two generations into just the beginnings of this, and we're already seeing massive devastation. Imagine when we're a full two generations or three in. Well, they plan to have their New World Order in by then and basically cover up what they've done.
That's right. I think this is the way to disintegrate the future of the human gene pool of those that they want to eliminate or control. Now, getting back to this study, there's an important quote that your audience will want to hear. It showed that the microRNA, this is a quote directly from the study published in Cell Research, September 20 of 2011. It says, quote, "The microRNA have been widely shown to modulate various critical biological processes, including differentiation, that means cell specialization, apoptosis, related to cancer, proliferation, the immune response, and the maintenance of cell and tissue identity." Well, that right there tells you that if you eat the wrong information, and I mean that literally, if you eat the wrong information, you can start to grow cancer cells and your fertility is just going to plummet. It's now science, which means that Monsanto's excuse about GMOs being safe is quack science. It's just corporate marketing and has no basis whatsoever in reality. So now, everybody out there who is opposed to GMOs, like you and I are and most of your audience, we now have yet another scientific reason to have a lot of caution about eating GMOs because it changes our human expression. It changes who we are. It makes us less human.
Well, that's right. And then just the mercury alone, the vaccines are screwing up the DNA. That's admitted, and you can see the effects of it. But to look at the huge hoax that is Monsanto and other big GMO companies that brought us Agent Orange and aspartame and all of these plagues, they cold-bloodedly literally control the judges. They'll infect your crops, because plants aren't one mommy, one daddy. You know, 1% of your corn or soybean is found to be theirs. It blew into your field. It contaminated you. You have your seed purchase records that it's 99% your seed, but there's a little bit of their genetics. Because they infected you, the courts rule you're in trouble. This is like if a robber breaks in your house and rapes your wife, you go to jail because you were trespassing when he came in and raped your wife and killed her with a claw hammer and then knocked your teeth out and then poured gasoline on your children. You go to jail. The cops come and say, you trespassed. You're like, but he's here burning my house down. I mean, literally, it's that. But it has to be that ridiculous. Europe doesn't want it. Asia doesn't want it. But still, it pops up everywhere. They go buy plots of land. Other companies do. They plant it in the ditches. It's a war. And they've said that. We're going to take over. And they're prosecuting a war against us.
It's this pattern of total runaway criminality that we see everywhere, Alex. It's not just in agriculture where, like you said, it's completely ridiculous. Monsanto's seeds contaminate your farm and then you're guilty? That's crazy. But look at MF Global, the same thing. They steal your money and no one gets indicted. No one gets prosecuted. It's just outright theft. And in the world of Monsanto and seeds and pharmaceuticals, it's the outright theft of intellectual property and the criminalization of all of those common everyday people who are not connected to the global elite. So now law no longer applies. It's who you know. It's who you're connected to. It's whether you're deeply embedded in the system of corruption that's running our nation. That's what determines whether you're guilty or innocent, not whether you violated any laws or laws of nature, for that matter.
Amazing, amazing. You know, I want to put up on screen naturalnews.com. You've got extremely powerful headlines, and I want to go through these quickly here and then go back into Monsanto. 10 reasons why even Democrats and liberals and progressives are choosing Ron Paul over Obama. Dr. Andrew Wakefield sues BMJ journalist Brian Deere for defamation. Study, statin drugs linked to higher diabetes risk. Action alert. Pro-fluoride fanatics pushing Pinellas County, Florida Commission to reinstate water fluoridation. And it just goes on and on right there. Which one of those stories you want to tackle first, Mike?
Well, let's go to Ron Paul, because as soon as I posted that story last night at about midnight Texas time, it immediately began to go viral, Alex. It was really wonderful, and it's got a lot of shares today. A lot of people are having positive comments. That article is about why liberals, progressives, Democrats should choose Ron Paul over Obama, because Ron Paul is a better, more high integrity, more consistent person with the things that even liberals care about, such as legalizing medical marijuana, ending the wars, getting rid of the secret military prisons, protecting free speech, and so on. So he's a better conservative than all the conservatives, and he's a better Democrat than Obama because he's a guy of principle.
Yeah, let's go over some of these. Ron Paul supports decriminalizing marijuana and ending the war on drugs, which is an out-of-control federal power grab, the basis of their whole martial law grid now. Ron Paul supports the freedom to choose what you eat and drink, including raw milk. But the Obama administration is launching all-out war and armed raids on raw milk farmers, including those wicked Amish, Al-Qaeda Amish. And it goes on. Ron Paul would seek to eliminate FDA censorship of the scientifically validated health claims of herbs, nutritional supplements, and natural remedies. Number four, Ron Paul would shut down secret military prisons like Gitmo, but Obama wants to expand those and fill those prisons with Americans. NDAA, Ron Paul is anti-war. Obama is pro-war. You prove it with documented links. Ron Paul wants to end the Fed and stop bailing out wealthy bankers, while Obama is a Wall Street sellout. So are the other Republican candidates. Ron Paul does not need a teleprompter to tell you what he believes, and his message has remained consistent for over 25 years. Ron Paul is not really a Republican. He's a constitutionalist libertarian. Ron Paul wants to legalize free speech again. Number 10, Ron Paul wants to criminally investigate the crooks in Washington. There you go. Real hope and change, and not a globalist being attacked by the entire media corporate prostitute system. That's the seal of goodness right there, my friend.
Yeah, that's it. Anyone the press attacks, that's the person you should probably vote for, because they're the ones who are going to dismantle the status quo and bring down that whole system of deep corruption that now infects Washington. And, well, we can't even call it the mainstream media anymore. It's the crooked corporate-run media. I like how you said we shouldn't use the term mainstream media anymore. What term are you using, Alex?
I haven't found one to describe treacherous, mercenary propaganda systems, zombie control signal, Joseph Goebbels acolytes. I think dinosaur whore media. I don't know. What do you think, Mike? I mean, we need to get one term, start using it as a meme.
We need one term. I agree. I kind of like when you use the term corporate run media. I also like fake media. But I haven't figured out one doesn't really just stick with us yet. We do need one term that
hoax
that we
media.
Need. Yeah.
Mainstream hoax media. So when you hear the word mainstream, it's hoax media.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Corporate whore hoax media. Sell out, treacherous traitor, scumbag, teleprompter reading, arrogant people that think you're sheep media. Did you see the official Fox News postcard for Christmas they put out publicly showing their viewers as sheep?
No, I didn't see that one, but nothing surprises me anymore. In fact, InfoWars, of course, has been covering the elections here, the Republican nomination elections, in depth, and really exposing a lot of the lies of the media, how they continue to leave Ron Paul out. And again, this is the reason that you should support Ron Paul, because the media doesn't want him to win. And why don't the Washington insiders want him to win? Because he would dismantle so much of the system that keeps those corrupt fat pigs in Washington well fed at the public trough.
Well, what's crazy about the global rulers is they think they've got a plan, but I've really studied them. They've got a plan, but it's just wrecking even their own system. I mean, all this GMO's blowing back on them. All of this stuff's coming back on them. They're like, use DU, do this. I mean, really, they're just a bunch of crooks that can't even control each other. It's just like you said, what'd you say about 10 minutes ago? It's just the criminality running rampant. Just like, it's like an orgy, a feeding frenzy, a frothing, berserking, mad dash gold rush of feeding on sheep.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And intertwined in all that is all this modification of our food and all the medicines. You know, the DSM-5 is about to come out now. That's the psychiatry Bible that has all these new definitions about what are diseases. And the DSM, as we know, should stand for $Manual, because it's all about how to bill to make money while you're putting kids on amphetamine drugs and street drugs and altering their brains, actually shrinking their brains because of these amphetamines. I mean, it's just one more assault on sanity in America. And I got to keep wondering every time I hear Paul Craig Roberts on your show or Gerald Celente, how long can this keep going on before something really fatally breaks in the system? And I wish I knew the answer to that. I don't. maybe some of your guests know the answer, but this can't go on. We know that. That's why I even told you privately the other day, Alex, I've been spending a lot of time on my ranch getting prepared. I've actually been working a little bit less and doing more farm work and putting in irrigation systems. I got to get ready too, man. All your listeners got to get ready.
No, I know. I mean, I moved to the country and got a well and stuff and storable food and stuff. But I mean, my wife's like, you always say get ready, get home, get ready, get things in place. They say this well isn't deep enough. We got to drill it deeper. We got to get everything together. We are building a bigger wall and fence around just the house itself. And once this, I hope it doesn't implode. But if it does implode, anybody comes on my property, you know, you might as well jump in front of a moving train. It is certainly getting crazy, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And we you and I and others, everybody who's active out there, we got to find that balance. Obviously, we serve the public interest in what we do, but we also got to make sure that we cover our own bases so we can stay healthy, we can stay safe, so that we can continue this fight on the front lines. You know, we got to make sure we're in good shape, too.
Well, hey, I've lost almost 30 pounds, bro. And I'm eating a lot healthier, and we've always had most of the GMO out, but we're really getting more neurotic about it because it's not neurotic. We've just been eased into all this death, and I've got to not be lazy. Looking at my children, looking at my wife, we are getting totally healthy, and praise God for that. I want to come back and more into Ron Paul and Andrew Wakefield filing suit for defamation.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again, not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This next clip is what the parrots on every channel, radio, TV, print, are saying to you, the people they see as slaves. They sit up there in their fancy suits with teleprompters and a glistening studio and say over and over again, he will not win. He will not be the nominee. Remember, he wouldn't get 1% of the vote. He wouldn't come in second place. He's nothing. He can't win. You can't have him. He's a kook. I mean, it is just mind control, treating you like you're a complete moron. And here's an example of these people, the Borg, saying you will be assimilated, you will fail. Well, I got news for you, as our article at InfoWars.com reads. Ron Paul has already won by getting the ideas out there. But let's go to this sickening clip of MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell. Hey, Lawrence, have you looked at Alexa.com? InfoWars.com is many times bigger than MSNBC.com. Look at your ratings. Your top shows might have 400,000 viewers. This show has millions a day. You're a legend in your own mind, and you're the incredible shrinking mouse that roared. So go ahead, bleed out, destroy yourselves in front of all of us. Here's the clip.
Then you have to look at the fraud in the campaign, the Republican fraud, which is the libertarian Ron Paul, who is not a candidate for president. Mm-hmm. He is not going to get the nomination. He is not going to be given a prominent speaking role at a Republican convention. They can't have a guy up there saying what he says. He is in there to push his ideas and for whatever individual reasons he has. So if you take Ron Paul out of this, and if you take out all those independent voters who went out there today for Ron Paul, what would have happened to Huntsman? Huntsman is the real second here. He came in the real second. He came in the real second.
Let's stop right there. Huntsman works with Obama. What is the ambassador to China? Works for Obama. Globalist all the way. Puts out fake racist ads against Ron Paul. Is a total turkey. And you've got the establishment saying, you know, a little bit of truth there, that Ron Paul's here to get ideas out. That's right. We win by fighting. The question is, look how far we've already come. He is second all across the country, or first. Ron Paul has a shot. Despite all, I mean, in the past, if they said somebody couldn't win, people would drink the Kool-Aid. It shows they're waning. Think of where they'll be in 4 years with Rand Paul or somebody else. They are shrinking. We are rising. How pathetic is this, Mike Adams?
Well, even with their best efforts to try to crush Ron Paul's support base, they haven't been able to do that, and that's what's amazing about this. If it had been a fair horse race, Alex, Ron Paul would have won Iowa, and he would have won New Hampshire already. He would be the number one Republican candidate for president. So they can't stop it, and that's the beauty of this. Like you always say, it's not about the person, it's about the ideas and the principles, and those are bulletproof, those are person-proof. Even if Ron Paul doesn't win, his ideas will win as long as we continue to advocate those ideas throughout the culture of America.
That's right. We have the superior ideas. We're challenging them. We're getting in the ring. And every time we fight, we get exponentially stronger. And that's what's scaring the system so bad right now.
And what's amazing is that when Obama signed the NDAA, he actually shoved a massive number of Americans over into the Ron Paul camp. Because remember all those people who apologized to you after Obama signed that? People woke up. They said, you know what? You were right. We are living in a police state. Now it's law. And so the tighter they try to grip their grasp, like the line from Star Wars, Lord Vader, you know, the more you try to tighten your grip, the more we slip through your fingers. And that's true with the rebels in America who aren't even rebels. We're just constitutionalists and restorationists.
Yeah, we don't want to be ruled by absolute criminals who ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and get caught and don't get in trouble, or MF Global taking your bank account, or any of it. I mean, there's no end to what these crooks will do. These are bad people, and they think you're morons. We'll be right back. I want to talk about Dr. Andrew Wakefield sues British Medical Journal journalist Brian Deer for defamation.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.